Do I defy Scripture or obey my feelings or emotions? Well, we obey Scripture. He said, the delicate one and the tender one. You better watch. That's why some of you are good. It's my way. No, it's your way. It's why. Your way is evil. Your way is full of contention, strife, and evilness. Sure it is. He says, so that he will not give to any of them the flesh of his children whom he shall eat. And that's what he's going to do. He's going to eat his own children. That's the way the generation is. They don't want you to say anything to their children. They don't want you to love their children. Yet they won't love them. They don't want you to be kind to their sons and daughters. Yet they don't know how to be kind to them. They don't want you to embrace their sons and daughters. Because it shows you, it shows them their ineptness. Preach on, preacher. Preach. Preach. It shows them their ineptness. Their inability to do just what Scripture says. They say, no, you're not going to eat mine. I'm going to eat them. I'm going to destroy mine. I don't want your counsel to mine. I'll give them counsel. Their counsel is one of death. It's one of destruction. He said, because he has nothing left in his seed. He has no prayer life. He has no anointing. There's no spirit in him, my friends. Do you hear me? Unless you have the Spirit of Yahweh, you're none of his. And the Spirit of Yahweh doesn't act like you people act the way you act, all right? It is not indecent. It's not unseemly. It is a lot just brothers and sisters. If a brother or sister does wrong, it prays for them. And warns them, tell them their wickedness and their sins. What are you going to do, preacher? Just that. And in the straitness wherein thy enemies shall distrust thee in all thy gates. His own enemy shall distress him. Why? Because he's an enemy of Yahweh. His own mind distresses him. His own feelings distress him. His emotions. He tries, but he can't. She wants to, but she can't. Well, how do we get out of that? Well, we need to call upon him with a pure heart. We got to serve him with joyness and gladness. He said, the tender and the delicate woman among you, which would not adventure to set the sole of her foot upon the ground for the delicate and tender. She's not going to do anything with her feet. She's lazy. She wants to sit on her buttocks. That's a tender woman now. Well, it doesn't miss your daughters to Zion. It's going to get you just like it does the man. You know, I'm reading this and I didn't even know it was here. I just got some scriptures. And I go from there. Her eyes shall be evil toward her husband of her bosom, toward her son, and toward her daughter, and toward the young one that cometh out from between her feet, and toward her children which she shall bear, for she shall eat them for want of all things secretly, because she's so tender she does things secretly. And her deceit is going to be cut because she had hidden these things in her heart. They nothing like honesty and an honest profession. It's nothing like that. You hide things in your hearts against brothers and sisters. You are in the camp of darkness. That's just it. You see a brother or sister falling? You warn them. That's what you do. Shall eat them a one of all things secretly in the siege and straightness, wherein thy enemy shall distress thee in the gate. Now, that's why these things are going to come on you, because of what? Verse 58. If thou will not observe to do all the words of this law, of the laws of Yahweh, that are written in this book, that thou mayest what?
Fear.
Mayest what?
Fear.
His what?
Fear.
His glorious and what?
Fearful.
What? Name. That's what it says. Thank you, brother. He said, these things are going to come on you if you don't do this. If you don't fear his name, you don't honor him. Well, Pastor Roberts, that was for the your them. That's what people say. That was for the Jews. You know, that's what they say about this law here. They're fools. This word is for his people. And he has people in every nation that call out. They're Gentiles, Greeks. You're them. Jews alike. He said, if you don't do this now. And that's what they're doing today. You must understand, he was not talking to a pagan people. He was talking to a people that he had elected and called out of Egypt. He set them in a place where they could truly reverence him. And he set them in a land called Goshen. Separated from the mass. The only thing they could do is serve him. And they went out to all kinds of strange deities. He said that this is going to come upon you. If you will not fear my wonderful, magnifical name that is precious, if thou shalt not fear this glorious and fearful name, Yahweh, thy Father. He said, then I will make thy plagues wonderful, and the plagues of thy seed, even great plagues, and of a long continuance, and sore sickness of long continuance. This is a nation that is sick, isn't it? This is a sick nation. There's sickness in this nation you've never heard of. You don't find it in no other nation of the world. They have no fear of Yahweh. They don't fear nothing. They don't fear authority. They're full of pride. They eat their babies. They sell them the Moloch and the Mokama. He said, because you will not reverence and do what I said, and obey me. You will not keep everything that is written. And we must obey as Messiah said to Satan. It is written. Now this is written now. There's no excuse. We have no excuse at all. Now we are accountable because it is written. You must fear his name. It's a glorious name, a wonderful name. He said, if you don't do that, then these are the plagues that shall come upon you. And that's why America's sons are giving themselves over to sons. And the daughters are giving themselves over to daughters. And the mothers are giving themselves over to mothers. And the delicate, all they want to do is watch soap operas. Lay around. Their houses are filthy. Their minds are filthy. Their bodies are filthy. Their spirits are filthy. But all they do is lust all the day long. That's a delicate woman. That's a delicate. The scripture tells you, daughters, you go to Proverbs 30. You will find out what a virtuous woman is. She labors with the hands. She's not a slothful, trifling thing. And a man is the epitome of that because he sees her strength and his strength is him. That's why Yahweh gave Adam a helpmeet. That is the truth. Whether we acknowledge it or not, it is still the truth. It is still the truth. He says in Nehemiah, dealing with this plague, Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 18. Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 8. I want to read a few verses here. Yahweh says unto this house, rebellious, corrupt. Look at the thing he tells them in Nehemiah chapter 1 verse 8. He says what?
Remember.
He says what?
Remember.
Does he say that here?
Yeah.
What he says, remember what? He says remember, did he?
Yeah.
And that's what he says. He says, remember, I beg thee, or I beseech you, the word that thou commandest thy servant Moshe.
Yeah.
He said, remember what? What's commanded unto him, saying, this is what he told him, if ye transgress, you go against my laws and commandments, when I give honor to my name, he said, I will scatter you abroad amongst the nations. I'll scatter you amongst the heathen nations. And though they call themselves saved or saints, they are scattered amongst the heathens today. And they love heathen nations. Live with the drunkards and the liars and the thieves and they can't even live with each other. And that's the truth. And they say they love. They're lies. They're liars. They're amongst the nations. They live with every kind of nation. Whorehouse next door. House of ill repute the next door. Drug house. House of pride. House of lasciviousness. He has scattered them amongst the nations. Why? Because they will not do what was written. They will not obey what Moshe said. And this is a religious nation day. Well, what he said, that was for the Jews. They're liars. For the people of your way. He said, I want to tell you something in verse 9. But if ye turn unto me, keep my commandments, and do them, though there were of you cast out unto the uttermost parts of the heaven, yet will I gather them from thence. If you just do what I tell you. Although you may be separated, I'll be glad to gather you together. He said, and I will bring them unto the place. Look what place he's going to bring them. That I have chosen to set my name there. He said, that's the place I'm going to bring you. Where my name is. That there will be revelation of my name and understanding who I am. Why? He says in verse 10, now these are thy servants and thy people, whom thou hast redeemed by the great power and by your strong hand. Now Nehemiah identifies the people. Did he deliver you with a strong hand?
Yeah.
You were caught up in whoredom, sin, filthiness. You always brought you out with a strong hand. You were in bondage. Every kind of vile thing. Every kind of corrupt thing. And with a strong hand. No, you couldn't have come from under that by mama's prayer. It was him. Daddy's prayer could have delivered you. Your prayer couldn't do that because you didn't do that. He says in verse 11. He says, Father, Yahweh, Nehemiah 1 and 11. He says, I beseech thee, let now, Father, thy ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant. He identified. He said, you know who I am. He said, and to the prayer of thy servants, your people, who desire to what?
Fear
thy name. And what? Prosper. Now let your ear be attentive unto those that fear your name, and they desire to prosper. I pray thee, thy servant this day, and grant him your tenderness, your mercies, and the sight of this man. For I was king's cupbearer. You always spoke to my heart of the night in a dream, and I know what it was. I don't know what it was. And he began to speak about the king. Now, I haven't taken time. I was lazy that night. He woke me up about 4 o'clock, and I should have gotten up. He kept me awake to study, and I didn't do that. Usually when he began to quicken me in that, bring me alive from my sleep, I tend to get up immediately and go to the scriptures. But I didn't do that. And because of that, then we miss that prosperity that he'll bring the fatness to our soul and make us rejoice. As the door turning on the hinges, so doth a slothful man turn it. In the bed. That's scripture. Not my words. But it's what he says. Has nothing to do with me. But what he says. We must hear him. David declares in Psalm 61:5. For thou, O Yahweh, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. What is your heritage? That's the heritage of the saints. Those that fear thy name. He said, you have given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. What is that heritage? There's healing. There's a kingdom power. I don't care what you say. All these little straggling little places that call themselves tabernacles. There's no power there. There's no anointing. There's no collective power because they all got their little isms and their schisms and their religious traditional cliques.
Yeah.
That's why my prayers, Yahweh, raise up an anointed mind of Yahweh that shall fill this nation with the truth. Raise him up. I don't care if he's a Caucasian. I don't care if he's an African American. I don't care if he's a Greek. Jew makes no difference. Raise him up. I will know him. I will know that. I will know that. Because he will say, come and follow your way. He said, there's a heritage to those that fear the name of Yahweh. It has to be a name that must be feared. It has to be a name that is not thrown around in vanity. It has to be a name that serves the purpose and the identity of the one that made you and that created you. We must overcome. And there's only one way. We're going to do that. The scripture tells us in Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3. That Yohanan was speaking unto the assembly and the tabernacle there of Philadelphia. Philadelphia. Brotherly love. Brotherly love. Yes. We always say we have that brotherly love. Yet we have no brotherly kindness. You can never have brotherly love without brotherly kindness. You cannot have sisterly love without sister kindness. You must have that first. And as this profound unction moved upon him, he says in Revelation chapter 3, verse 11, Messiah, as he spoke unto Yohanan with a great anointing, he said, I want you to look. He said, because I come quickly, without any delay, without any hesitation. When that time is revealed in the Father's hand, I will come. He said, now it's one thing you must do. You must hold fast which thou hast. We have an inheritance. We have a law of righteousness. We have the commandments of Yahweh. He said, hold fast to that. Yeah, that's all that assembly knew. They knew the laws of Yahweh. And for some reason we think that his laws are disannulled today. Not so. Our Baptists have taught us that. Our Pentecostals have taught us that. Our Apostolics have taught us that. That's why we can't see any power or any anointing at all. What they call anointing is folly. It's falling out, this frivolous type of action. And they only get the shakes and the shimbles when the drums begin to beat. They fall out. Convulsions. That's what the word of Gadara did. The demonic of Gadara. I don't think Yahweh did. What's the foreman?
No.
What kind of white trash coming out of my mouth?
No.
I won't receive that. He says, and I want you to hold fast thy crown. We are his woman, aren't we? And the scripture tells us that a virtuous woman, she is a crown to a husband. That's what scripture says. And we're supposed to be a woman. He said, hold fast to your crown, your virtuousness, your purity. You're not unlawful. Your ways are lawful. Your ways are right. That's our crown. Our ways are pure. We acknowledge him in all of our ways, and he will direct our path. He says in verse 12, I want to tell you, he said, now you, him that overcometh, you that overcome this vile corruption of this hour, he said, will I make a pillar in the house of my Father? That's the proper rendition. He said, I'm going to make you a strong, towering example in the house of my Father. And he shall go no more out. And look what Messiah says he's going to do. You tell me if he's going to do this at the conclusion. Is this not important now? He says what? And I will write upon him the name of my Father. He said, I'm going to write the name of my Father upon him, and the name of the city of my Father which is Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my your way, and I will write upon him my new name. Is that not important? If he's going to do that, the Messiah, one of the most profound revelations that he revealed unto Yohanan, he showed him that he's going to write the Father's name. And he showed him in Revelation 14:1, there's 144,000. They had not corrupted themselves with the religious world. They were clean, they were virgins. They were pure, they were righteous. And he saw the power of their seal. He saw a lamb standing with them on Mount Zion. And he saw a name written in their foreheads, or the name of the Lamb's Father. And that is what must be written in our foreheads. I know we think of this as being that this is the heart here. Oh, I know we got the heart here, but this is the heart. This thing, it does everything. Nothing is done from this thing here. It is only a muscle that pumps blood throughout every artery, and the artery takes it through the vessels. You have vessels in your fingers. How marvelous he has made us. You see, there's an artery right there. I'd rather cut the finger than to cut that. I'd rather cut that any day, or even my hand, than to cut that. For that artery takes the blood to all the blood vessels, even at the tip of this fingertip. That's what it does. It does that. And so he saw this profound thing, that the name of the Father. And Yohanan, he saw this, and he reverberates this throughout Scripture. He saw the name of the Father. And one of the most profound things that those that overcome in this brotherly love environment we're supposed to be in, he said, I'm going to write my Father's name and the name of the new city, which coming from above now. The new name. And my name. For the name is one. There's only one name. It's Yahweh. And in that name, you find the hope of the kingdom blessing. Because in that name you find the power of his Son revealed unto us. And so we must overcome our insidious ways, our corruption, our sins, our vileness. Overcome the ability to resist without being succumbed or given over unto it. That's how you overcome. It doesn't cause you to fret that you've lost something. You get over that hurdle, as they would say. And then when you get over that one, the next one, if you did it on that one, you can do that one. Well, that one was that high, but I got over that one. Well, that one is that high. Well, I got over that one. I get over that one. Well, that one is that high. Well, I get over that one. Well, that one high. The silly one is just going to cause me to step back and say, Father, you know if I got over them, you brought me here. Then you're going to take me over that one. No, I don't need to take one step, you take two. I'm just going to take the step of faith. And it's going to be done that way. It's going to be done by the step of faith. It's not going to be done because of what I can see. It's going to be done by faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. And the evidence of things not seen. Don't see, I'll get over that, but I will get over. That is the truth. He said, you that overcome, will I put my, I will write. Messiah said he's going to write upon him the name of his Father. He said, I'm going to write upon him the name. It says in the King James, the name of my God. Is that not what it says? But the name of his Father. He came to let us know that he is the Father. Israel has served many gods and many pagans and many heathen idols that made them. He wanted them to know that I'm your Father. And that's why he sent his Son, the begotten of his bosom, to let us know that he is the Father. That he is the Father. And he wants us to understand that. Because we're a delicate generation. We're delicate. We're tender. You touch someone in their little tender spot. You see the sin of their heart manifest. The anger. The hatred. The rejection. The rebelliousness. You see all that when you touch them and they're in a tender spot. Don't touch me there. Well, you better be touched there. So you can see that you need to, what you need to do. Redeeming the time. This is not some plaything. And this religious whore has taught us that in our traditions. What we've all have learned, it has taught us that this is some kind of little casual thing. We're dealing with our eternal souls. Not some school playground. We get more excited about those things than we do the truth of your way. Look at what Scripture says in Revelation chapter 11. Revelation chapter 11 verse 16. After the seventh Moloch, he sounded and the kingdom became the kingdom of Yahweh and of his son Messiah. That's what it became. Now look at what Scripture says. That the kingdom was given over unto Yahweh. It says in Revelation 11 verse 16. And when this transpired, and the 24 elders, which sat before Yahweh on their seat, they fell upon their face and they worship Yahweh. They worship Him. Saying, we give thanks, O Father Yahweh, which art and was and is to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and has reigned. You're taking your great power. You showed us your great power. You're going to reign now. You're going to reign over all the earth. You're going to reign with great power and great might. And look what he says in verse 18. Verse 18 now. Now this is at the end, saints. You think it's not relevant now? Do you all understand this preacher today? If this is a great revelation that men are afraid of this book, look at what it says here in verse 18. Now the nations were angry. Did that say nations or nation? The nations were angry. And your wrath is come. And the time of the dead that they should be judged. And shouldest give reward unto thy servants, the prophets, and to the what? Saints and what?
Them that
what? Them that what? Them that fear my name. This is the kingdom. This is when the kingdom is established. He said, you'll give a reward to your saints, to your prophets, and them that what? Fear thy name. Who? Small and great. I'm a small thing. He says, small and great. And should it destroy them which what? Destroy the earth. Those that fear your name, those that reverence your name, those that honor your name. He said, when the kingdom is established, that's who he's going to give his reward to. These liars today tell us, well, we can just say God and Lord. I was taught that all my life. That's all I knew. No, this revelation didn't come by me reading books, saints. It came by the studying of Yahweh's word. And opening my heart to his truth. Irregardless of what any man says, to who stood with me, to who walked with me, it made no difference at all. To those that fear his name. To those that fear his name. You got to get fear for his name. And this is a nation that doesn't do that. The name is interchangeable, lies. It's not Jehovah, it's Yahweh. It's a pagan hybrid. It's not Jesus, transliterated Jesus. It's Messiah, Yahshua, the Lamb of Yahweh. That's what it is. It's Yah, the sure salvation. It's just that he says to those that fear his name. Now, the only way you're going to be a saint, you're going to have to fear his name. He brings you to the knowledge of his truth. As he brought Israel, he would bring them, first of all, listen. Listen to me, saints. He would bring them to the knowledge of their sins and their transgressions. Did he not do that? He would not punish them without doing that first. Search the scriptures. He would always show them their sins. He would show them their transgressions. He would show them their evilness. And he would say, now this is what's going to happen to you. Now when you turn and acknowledge me, then here's the blessing of prosperity. He's always done that. And so he's shown us today. You that will fear my name, there's a healing. And you that will not fear my name, there will one to you. There shall be an evil force that shall come with great power to seduce your mind, to take you and to make you strange from the Father, to cause you to establish your own laws of government, to resist the power of His truth. He not only said it in the Old Testament, but He said it in the New Covenant as well. He put it here for us to understand with a great witness of power. Why? Because in that body of Messiah, this profound revelation was fulfilled. It was sealed. And there is no disputing it now. Now, man disputed because of their theological differences. And because they are corrupt. They are theos or theists. They are theos. They are their own lords. Their own gods. And that's why they established their rituals and their religious type of tradition. That's what a theos is. Theology, they're their own lords. They're their own gods. And so they establish it that way. We need men just like Stephen. Men full of reputation, good reputation. Not some pervert. Not a rapist. Not some homosexual. Stephen didn't have no reputation like that, raping and some kind of pedophile. He didn't have no reputation like that. He wasn't out trying to run the street trying to rape the daughters of Zion. Not a reputation. What about as that then? He's full of the spirit of Yahweh. He's full of wisdom. He's a wise man. He doesn't fall into every kind of horse trap of the enemy. These wicked men today, they justify their sins and say the blood is sufficient. Now you're not going to put your hand to the plow. Lay hold unto this righteous law. And then you say it's unfit for man to live this way, and you give yourself only to the pleasure of the world, you're not even fit for the kingdom. I don't care if it's your grandmammy, I don't care if it's your grandpappy, it makes no difference at all. That's why they killed Stephen. He told them that you were stiff-necked, you were uncircumcised in heart, you always resist the Spirit, and this is what was spoken by the Spirit. That's why your heart is said of you, ye that have ear, let him hear what the Spirit says. And you can't deny what the Spirit says. You deny what the Spirit says. Woe unto your soul. Yahweh's not dealing with you. We fear His name. We fear His name as a healing for us. That's why the nation is not healed. That's why this whorehouse is not healed today. There's no fear of even the name Jesus. There's such a whatever kind of pagan thing there is. Easter, Halloween, Christmas, birthdays, any kind of vow celebration there is. And that's the truth. Don't tell me they don't do it with Halloween. You go in front of these whole houses, they're selling pumpkins and things like that. They got their horror houses. They tell them to come to the tabernacle for your Halloween treat. We're going to do it differently. Bring it just like those women in there crying for Tammuz. And the elders had their backs turned. They couldn't see a thing. That's what this generation will love. For the true men of Yahweh just turn their back and say, well, you all go on. I'll just pretend I don't see. No, I see. Because my eyes are anointed with the eyesight of Yahweh. They're saving eyes. So I see. And I'm not going to pretend. I'm not going to be a false brother. I'm going to be a sincere brother. I'm going to be a real brother. I'm not going to be a pretender. Show His people their sins. And their shallowness, their weakness, and their wickedness. Look what it says in Revelation 16, verse 9. Let me show you how some of the people are today. They can hear this truth, it doesn't affect them. Look, Revelation chapter 16, verse 9. This was the fourth plague. You read the verses before, you see this was the fourth plague of Yahweh, the Moloch. And it was the scorched men, the sun. It was just to scorch men. And it says in verse 9, and men were scorched with great heat, and they blasphemed the name of. Now, what is the name of that Lord or the name of that God? Even using that expression. Did they say, I damn you, God, I damn you, Lord? You wicked Lord and you wicked God. You think they said that? You know what blasphemy is? It is to have scorn, to deride. So you think they said, that damnable wicked name of the Lord, that ungodly name of God? They didn't say that. But they blasphemed the name of Yahweh, which had power over these plagues. And they said, and they repented not to give Him glory. They repented not to give Him glory. They did not give him honor. So they did repent. This generation, they won't repent. They won't say I'm wrong. They won't say that I can't go that way continuously. That's what repentance is. It's a change. It's a detour. It's a U-turn. And they won't say that today. You got to give his name honor and reverence. His name that must be like a sweet well down in your soul. It brings forth the water of life down from your soul. Because it only is that name. Come out there, it's living water. And that is the truth. We say we honor him. We say we love him. I want to show you something. I want to go back to Malachi, chapter 1. Malachi, chapter 1, verse 6. We say we are sons, right? It says in Malachi, chapter 1, verse 6. A son, a true son, he honoreth. Not just honor now, but he honoreth. His bowels are filled with a gratefulness unto his father. His ruler, his supreme ruler. He says, and a servant, his master, his ruler. So if we are servants, then we honor our ruler, don't we? That's what we should do. He says this now. This is Yahweh talking. If then I be a father, he said, I be your father, where is my honor? Where is it? And if I be a ruler, where is my fear? Saith Yahweh of hosts unto you. He said, oh priest, you despise my name. You say, I don't despise his name. You do. He tells you what kind of sacrifice the priests were not bringing. They were bringing in lame, corrupt sacrifices. They were not doing things with their hearts. They were doing it with a corrupt heart. Anything you do without a sincere heart, it is a corrupt sacrifice. You do it just to be doing it your fault. So they were bringing corrupt things there. They didn't honor his name. They didn't fear it. They literally despised it. You go to some whorehouse every day, it means nothing. You come here every service, it means nothing. Unless you do what he says, you honor his name. These old priests that despise my name. And they say, wherein have we despised your name? Wherein we have not reverenced your name? He said, in your offerings, in your sacrifices. Your offerings are not genuine. There's no sacrifice in you. You won't let nothing cause your flesh to be bound. You won't allow nothing to bring your flesh under a rule. You won't allow nothing to rule it. You say, you despise me. You don't love me. And you don't fear me. You don't fear my name. We're going to have to fear his name. Hear that name, it said it ought to bring judgment down in our souls. So what about doing wrong, Father? When I speak to this wicked world, when I use that name, they get quiet. They're afraid because it brings judgment. Or they can talk about their Jesus and their Lord. They won't even use the name Jesus. They just use Lord. The Lord is good. Or the Lord is good. You begin to use that name. They will get quiet. They're not going to say much. And they will separate. Well, the reason you don't use it is because you despise it and you're ashamed of it. You go in the den of darkness to make known your father. Who would not want to make known their father? In the natural sense, if I had a natural father, I would make known whom he is. Attributes like him. Traits like him. Physical resemblance. As far as my natural father and physical resemblance, I look almost like him. And so my father, I want to be like him. I want to have his character, his mind. And he showed me I could have his mind because Messiah had the mind. How do I know? Because he did all things to please him. He did not please himself. Anytime you're trying to please yourself, you don't have the mind of Yahweh. You have the mind of your flesh. You're corrupt. And your mind is going to disappoint you. I'm here to tell you all, every last one of you, your natural mind is going to disappoint you. The more you please it, the more it's going to disappoint you. It's going to cause damnation to fall upon your soul. And I'm a preacher to tell you the truth. I'm not going to hold back anything. Not for one of you. I will do what the Father says and obey Him. That I will do. That I will do. That I will do. Let me read this last verse of Revelation. You can just stay where you are. It says in Revelation 11:19. Listen to this. And the house of Yahweh was opened in heaven, and there was seen in His house the ark of His testament. And there were lightnings and voice and thundering and an earthquake and great hell. It's going to permit this place, this earth, for this is a nation that has no fear of His name. You could be anything in this nation and the nations of the world. Do what you want to and say you're right. But there's a government and there's a law to judge us, to show us how right we are. We get to this point, we will see the mighty healing power of Yahweh. This is what folks call healing. Oh, I believe that there are healings in the land. Just because Yahweh, even in His mercies, as Messiah, those that He healed, they were not saved. Demon possessed, blind. He'll tend one day and then one come back to bless him. He can heal everyone on the earth today and they'll still go about doing their sin. He wants us to fear His name. And in that name we have hope, because that's our strong tower, our refuge in time of trouble. That's a small thing for Him to heal. And of course they put healing above His name. Well, you can't have healing without Him. Everything is in Him. Everything. And we have been, our minds have been shaped to be a religious mind. We do things to make us feel good. We do things to give us some kind of esteeming of ourselves and some kind of honor, but that's not what the Father wants. He wants us to humble ourselves. And then in due time, He will exalt you. That's what you do, you just humble yourself. Serve your brother and your sister. What a beautiful thing to do that. To serve one another. Submitting yourself one unto another. And that's what the Father wants. I want to read something from Revelation 15. Revelation. I like that book. Like I do Judges. And Chronicles. And Esther. I like them all. Because it all reveals the life and the light of Yahweh. They all do. Which one is important? They all. Everything in Scripture is important. That's why you can spend all your life and you will never receive the revelation of all of it until He's revealed. You're going to see things as He is. Why? Because we're going to be just like Him. That's why He wants us to spend all of our lives to do that. Devoted unto Him. Some folks spend all their lives taking care of their grandyoungers. Take care of their sons and their daughters. Take care of their sorry daughters, their sorry sons. Looking out for their sorry grandyoungers. And yet they will not give 1 hour to Yahweh. They won't thank Him. That's their joy. That's their happiness. No, to walk in His truth is my joy. To know His truth is my happiness. No, I will never have a grandyounger and it doesn't bother me one bit. I will never have a son in this life here. And it doesn't trouble me one bit at all. My power is not in a son, it's in the power of being a son. My strength is not in a girl or boy, it is in the strength of being the son of Yahweh. That's my excellence. You got sons and you still don't have excellent spirits. You got sons and daughters and you still don't even know how to be a daddy. You still don't know how to be a mama. So that's not anything of great power. These young gals out here having them like dogs. My strength and power is in the heritage of my Father. I'm a son. I have an everlasting eternal kingdom. He's going to grant unto me. So I'm not troubled, not one bit. The scripture says in Revelation, in chapter 15, verse 1 through verse 4. Now, if we believe that this was a profound end time truth, and it is, a man blessed, he's blessed to read, to hear, and to do what is in this book of prophecy. Now, we must do what is in this book too to be blessed. Look what he says in Revelation chapter 15, verse 1 through verse 4. Hear the word of Yahweh. He said, I saw another sign in heaven. He said, great and marvelous. Seven melatims or angels, melatim, having the seven light plagues, for in them is sealed up the wrath of Yahweh. This is his devastating wrath. He said they're filled. That's why we need to be full of the Spirit. Be full of the Spirit. He said, and I saw as it were a sea of glass mingling with fire, the consuming fire of Yahweh, amongst the mass. And them that hadn't gotten, look at this now, they had gotten victory over the beast and over his image. You believe that? You got to get victory over the beast? Come on, saints. You believe you got to get victory over his image? You believe you got to get victory over his mark? And the scripture says, and over the number of his name. You got to get victory over his name too. Stand on the sea of glass, having the hearts of Yahweh. Look what it says. And they sing the song of Moshach, the servant of Yahweh. And now, not only that song, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Yahweh, our Father. Just and true are thy ways. Thou art King of saints. That's what it says now. And he says here in verse 4, who shall not fear thee? Who shall not fear him? O Yahweh, and exalt thy name, or glorify thy name, for thou alone art holy. And all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgment are made manifest. Who should not fear him? Who should not glorify his name? Come on, saints. If he is the King of the saints, who should not fear him and glorify him? Something is wrong. And this is in the end time of all things. And look at what is important. What Yahweh tries to drive home to us. Religion won't do that. Religion stymied us and it stops us from going on into excellence. That's why we've been distorting it. As Evangel Hall would always say, mark timing. When you go to a long march in the military, one of our longest march was like 25 miles. You started early that morning. Believe me, when you finished that day, you were tired. Your feet were hurting. You march all day. It was almost like in a circle too. You march all day long, just marching. Soldiers to battle, marching. Steel pot on, backpack, M16 rifle. We didn't have tennis shoes either. No, you had on your boots. Had to have your uniform nice and clean. You march all day long, hot. It was in August too. August time. That's when I went in the military. Fort Jackson, hot and steaming. And you would march. And what they would do when they gave you a little rest, they would say, mark time. And you just stand in place and march like that. Pick them up. No, you didn't stand there and just do like that. You had to mark time. That's what the evangelist talks about, mark time. You just stand there in place. You're not going anywhere now. You're just marking time. He says, well, if you stop, then you may get a little tired. But just stay there, mark time. Just mark time. Just marching right there. You don't move one step, you just march right there. Just right there in place. 20, 30 minutes, you just marching right there. Marching right there. Just marching. Just right in place. And that's what this religious world has done. We've been mock timing, just in place. We haven't said what we want to. We haven't gone to no spiritual excellence. We have not esteemed. We have not gone to that place where we're standing in heavenly places with him. We don't sit with him and dine in his presence. Lie from hell. If we say we don't. Now we can be religious and say, oh yes, I am. You are a liar. When a man stands in his presence, there's a change of his countenance. When Moshe stood in his face, presence. That was the glory upon him that they had to put something on their faces. He had to come in backwards because they could not stand to look upon him with the mighty revelation of that visitation. So I'll know if you had a visitation. I will know if you had a visitation. They knew that he had a visitation. So if you have one, we'll know if you had a visitation. We'll know that one. Truth, Father. We must give glory to his name. We'll read a few scriptures from Psalms. Isn't that something that the religious world loves? Psalms 23. But he lead me into the path of righteousness. For what purpose? For his name's sake. No other reason. They love it, but they want, what is his name then? What is the sake of his name? For the purpose of his name. That's why he put you there. Because he doesn't want his name blasphemed. That's going to be a tremendous thing when they're going to blaspheme him. They're going to curse him. In Psalms 33, verse 21. I'm just going to read these verses. You can mark them down as I move expeditiously. Psalms 33, verse 21. David said, for our hearts shall rejoice in him. Because we have trusted in that holy name. We must trust. That's why men, their hearts today don't rejoice. They trust in flesh. They trust in all kinds of things. But they don't trust in that name. But David said, our heart will rejoice in him. Because we trust that name. He declared in Psalms 103 verse 1. Bless Yahweh, all my soul. And all that is within me. He said, I'm going to bless his holy name. You bless Yahweh with all your soul and everything that was in you. You bless his name. Well, they will use that, and yet they don't know what they're saying. This religious world, they all know that verse. You learned that one when you had your Easter little ceremonies in your Baptist way. I know I did. I want to bless his holy name with all that is within me. Psalms 105, verse 1 through verse 3. It says, oh, give thanks unto Yahweh. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. It tells you to sing unto him. Some of you will never even sing. It tells you to sing unto him. And it tells you what to sing. Sing psalms unto him. That's what he wants. I want you, brothers, to begin to write songs. He gives you the talent to play. We can take a psalm and turn it into a gracious music unto the ears of Yahweh. He told us what to sing. This trash that this wicked world has written is exalt the pagan deities. No, not a woman this half naked. Don't tell me she's singing. She's not even singing unto Jesus. That little thing that's supposed to be this phenomenon, what they call Christian music today. She said that Britney Spears and what's that other Jezebel's name? Aguilera. They ought to be ashamed of themselves the way they dress, because sexuality is not exposing everything. And you ought to see the little Jezebel. I showed Sister Robinson a picture of her. She got all her breasts. And this is what they call, it is Christianity. It's not a daughter of Zion. She's showing her little breasts, tight dress on. She's revealing the same thing Britney Spears is revealing. And I guarantee the dress was at least right there. That's wickedness. He said, give glory unto his name. Verse 2 again. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous work. Now what do we talk about, trash? He said, you talk about the wonderful works, his wondrous works. He says, glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek Yahweh. When a man seeks Yahweh, he can rejoice even in the situation of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He can rejoice in that. The reason we can't rejoice is because we're not seeking him. You're seeking your own thing. Psalms 106, verse 47. Save us, O Yahweh, our Father. He said, gather us from among the heathens. I don't want to be like the heathens. Gather me from the heathens. Why? See, that's why you can't give thanks. To give thanks unto thy holy name and to triumph in thy praise. That's why you need to be away from the heathens. Because you can't bless his name. You're going to almost kind of catch yourself. Sure, that's the truth. You're not dealing with some drop shot now. Thank you, brother. That's why you don't want us with the heathens. You want us to triumph in the praises of his name. Because we know how the heathen think. They got all their gods. That's the truth. His word is a very present help in the time of trouble. Don't we have troubles? Do you have troubles? Well, his word is a very present help then. And the reason trouble don't last always is because his word is a help. He says in Psalms 145, verse 21, as I close with this, he said, my mouth shall speak the praises of Yahweh. And let all flesh, not some flesh, let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. He means what he says. You're always mighty. He's powerful. And let all flesh bless his name forever and ever. Forever. Not sometime, forever and ever. For he's a mighty king. And there's none other like him. Then how do we overcome, preacher? By hearing the words of Yahweh. By doing what his laws commands us. And doing it faithfully. And with the desire to please him above all things. And you will overcome every aspect of your flesh. Your natural mind, your natural emotions, your feelings. You'll overcome that. You will never overcome that unless you submit unto his government. The government of your flesh is corrupt. The very thing he tells you to despise, you love. The very things he tells you to turn away from, you turn to. So he's our help. Thank you always for his helping power. And there's none like it. The Messiah's name. May he bless you today. Give you great strength and peace. For we're going to need that in this hour above all things. I bless him for the Shabbat. To go home and rest today. I said to Sister Roberts, I really did not know how Yahweh would use these scriptures. So it's not according to my flesh. But this is his word. And he answered to himself as to what he has imparted unto us. He will answer to himself. And believe it, he will never fail himself. He can't fail. Anything he says is powerful. But he knows all things, and he knows the heart of man. Yes, shake it again. He knows the heart of man. And he knows what we need, too. We need his truth in the inward parts. That's what we need, saints. We had religion in there all these years. We need the truth in the inward parts. And once we began to do that, we're free from everything. Many of us not free in here today because we got every kind of corrupt thing to bind us. For whom the Son makes free. They're free. I'm free indeed. That is our triumphing and victory in that precious name that we are truly free. May Yahweh bless you and give you strength today. Good to see Elder Richardson. Bless you, my brother. May he bless us all today and give us strength, power to press on, and the strength to go on, saints. For Messiah is coming. That is our hope. He is coming. Be encouraged today that Yahweh strengthen your heart through faith. And that is believing his laws, his commandments, his truth, and what he has spoken by his Son. He is coming. You can count on that above all things. The stock market is going to fall, but he shall never fail. The monetary currency of the world, of this world, is going to fail, but he shall never fail. His truth shall never fail. Never. Because he lives by the same power, that freedom, because he's one of truth. May he give us strength and peace and help us and keep us. May he continue to give us that power to strive and to be one with him. May Yahweh bless you. It's a beautiful thing when we brothers can fellowship and do things together. It is. You know, we were in the gym the other day, Brother Dave. I said, come on, Brother Dave. We were in there. And all the young brothers were in there. And they were working out. And Brother Dave, now he was just in there. He said, Pastor, what a wonderful spirit this is. These young men, and nobody's trying to compete against each other. Huh? Because they know they got to come against Big Daddy. And they ain't them helping me. Yeah, I use X-ray. I'm the Big Daddy in there. Me. I'm the Big Daddy. But what a beautiful spirit. No. Come on. Oh, they got to help me too now. Hallelujah. But what a beautiful spirit. What a beautiful spirit. Just brothers, huh? That's all it was, just brothers. Young man. Beautiful spirit. And that's what Brother Dave Fraser said. What a beautiful spirit, Pastor Bob. Wonderful. Amen. Father, we thank you for all things. Bless your people, I pray, in Messiah's name. Go with us and grant unto us your peace, I pray. The service today, I pray, in Messiah's wonderful name. Yahweh bless you all, saints.